not right. When those you love deep down inside have said goodbye. Many hearts live on in sadness, dreaming still of days gone by. Other broken hearts are mending. Love is gone when old dreams die.
Dixie, right?
Going back to Dixie, yep. We're almost back in Dixie. That was Wayne Busbis with his brother Buzz Busby or Buzz Busbis.
What a name.
From Eros, Louisiana, and their band The Bayou Boys on Ott Records called Going Back to Dixie. Recorded in Arlington, Virginia, or Washington, D.C., whichever you wish to guess, but they moved up to again, you know, similar to people moving up to Detroit during the 50s, you know, from the South. These guys moved to Washington, D.C. and
okay,
recorded that record up there, yeah.
So that means we're on our way to the South. Is that right?
We're on our way to the South by way of people who we're doing the opposite, the southern. We're going to do the southern migration instead of the northern migration.
Exactly. And as I heard this song and the last song we listened to, the Lonesome Drifter song, which was, what title was it?
Teardrop Valley.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Those two songs were obviously an influence on you. Your band project, or your band, Michael Hurt and the Haunted Hearts.
That's correct.
Which originated in the city of New Orleans. Is that right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So tell me all about it.
Okay. Well, the Haunted Hearts came together about 2003 in New Orleans. I'd already been playing with the Royal Pendletons for a long time down there, my other band, more of a garage R&B band.
What made you decide to form this band after? Was it running like parallel to the Pendletons, or?
Yeah, well, the Pendletons weren't playing as much, but we never broke up or anything. So even though a lot of people think we have, we still play.
Yeah.
And so that band has been going on forever and still is going on. But no, the Haunted Hearts, I'd always had different side bands, and I had a band with my brother for a while called the Hurt Brothers, doing hillbilly rock and roll like in the late 90s, and never quite got it to where we wanted it, you know. I think we didn't quite know how hard some of this music was, you know, or something.
So you ended up with the Pendletons.
No. The Pendletons was already gone long before the Hurt Brothers even.
All right.
But,
all right.
No, as far as the side. Yeah. I always wanted to do country music on the, you know, and, but I just never, you know, garage R&B stuff was easy for me, but the hillbilly stuff was a little bit harder, you know. I had to learn how to sing, et cetera, you know, things like that. And so anyway, the Haunted Hearts was just, you know, I'd been collecting these country records and realizing there was this whole New Orleans country scene that was invisible. Nobody knew about it, you know, anymore. And I was really excited by these records and this history. And I thought, well, God, somebody's got to uphold the flag, you know, someone's got to carry this on. So it fell to me, or fell to us, or whatever, and met a few like-minded people, JD Mark and Mitch Palmer, John Trahey, and we came together, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
The Haunted Hearts was born.
Right. And you just performed in New Orleans, right, at...
Well, we played in
February.
Yep, in a Mardi Gras parade down there. Yep.
Right.
We've done that for the last 6 years, basically.
Mm-hmm.
We have our own float that we built, and actually we've gone through two of them, and we're on a third one now. And the Rolling Swamp Shack, as we call it.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, made all out of repurposed cypress wood, built by John Trahey, our bass player.
Okay.
Designed and built by him. Spanish moss hanging all over the thing. Everything looks like something that somebody just dragged out of the swamp.
So, so was it?
We sound like we were just dragged out of the swamp, or at least we hope to.
All right, and you played a lot of swamp pop stuff too, right? That's your other interest, basically, is also the musical history of Louisiana.
Right. Exactly. We started out when we first played in a Mardi Gras parade. We're basically, you know, a string band, you know, an electrified string band, upright bass, steel guitar, lead guitar, and acoustic guitar, occasionally drums. And it was never loud enough on the float.
Mm-hmm.
We realized almost immediately that kind of music was just too quiet. And so we thought, well, okay, we love R&B and swamp pop, South Louisiana, and Gulf Coast rock and roll. So we started to do a little bit more of that stuff. I started to play electric guitar. We added drums, and we started playing songs by people like Guitar Gable and
right
stuff like
and
that.
And you also wrote and research about the musicians and mm-hmm. the music
right.
from Louisiana. So you visited a lot of people in Louisiana, a lot right. of the people that were still alive, and interviewed them, right?
Yes, and still doing it right now. Mm-hmm. In fact, just interviewed Gene Terry and Jive and Gene the last time I was down there.
So, and what,
as you know.
What are you going to do with all this information?
Well, the idea was I always wanted to do a book about, I don't know whether it was going to be mostly Louisiana or just Gulf Coast artists, because, you know, some of them are from Texas and there's a lot of really great stuff from there as well. And I didn't want it to necessarily just be about one state, but just that area. It's mm-hmm. just such a magical place. And then there's North Louisiana, which is a whole different thing. The Lonesome Drifter.
Lonesome Drifter is from there, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so are a lot of. He recorded for a label called Ram Records, that right. recorded a lot of amazing stuff, and including Margaret Lewis, who was a big influence on me as well. And
mm-hmm.
we got a chance to back her up at the Ponderosa Stomp a few years ago, and
that's
that
fantastic.
Was incredible. Yeah. So, and we backed up a lot of our heroes: Johnny Allen, Jive and Gene.
So yeah, you were a part of the. You are still a part of the Ponderosa Stomp, right?
Yeah, I am. And, mm-hmm. You know, I helped found it with Dr. Ike and our friend Kelly Keller and Jim
right.
Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, now my role is you know, sort of whatever is needed, but I always usually end up playing, but, you know, sort of book a lot of, you know, give ideas basically. Okay, we should book this guy, that guy, you know, and that type of thing. We mm-hmm. all get together and decide who we want to try to focus on for that year and how we're going to make it happen, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
right.
It's been, you know, all of this stuff kind of comes together, but I've definitely wanted to, you know, when I lived in New Orleans, I was doing, that's when I really started to write about music history and research. A lot of these people, these artists that I loved and record labels and producers and, you know, different stuff like that. And hopefully it'll all, you know, like I say, even though I live in Detroit now, I'm still working on the Louisiana project, and mm-hmm. I still go down there a lot. And mm-hmm. the Haunted Hearts, having a band down there, and the Royal Pendletons both help me, give me an excuse or a reason to go down there. And then, you know, the Hearts come up here and we play. We've done a lot of stuff in Michigan. We're sort of a band of two cities now, Detroit and New Orleans, because our drummer...
And Europe.
Our drummer, Lonnie Charles, lives up here. Yeah, and Europe now, too. Yeah.
Your band is really, really appreciated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, indeed. Thank God.
They have been playing Stuttgart at the Let's Get Wild last year. It was quite amazing. And a whole lot of other shows... including Basel in Switzerland, which was hosted by our friend Andreas Tietz.
Who arrived in New Orleans today.
Right. And unfortunately, we cannot be with him, but we're going to play this next song for him, right?
Yes,
and it's called.
It's the song that I named the Haunted Hearts after. It's a song by Mr. Johnny Lyon that I performed in a band 25 years ago in Indiana before I moved to New Orleans. And strangely enough, the Haunted Hearts have never performed this song. Maybe we'll learn it one of these days.
Would be a good idea.
It's a song called Haunted Heart.
I'm sorry, but my love for you is that, and that is why I got a haunted heart. And it's afraid friend that you love me. Yeah, yeah, I got a haunted heart, and it's afraid to let love start. There's haunted fire, the ghost of a lonely, lonely love, yeah. Go around cheating lies.
I walked from Dallas, walked to Wichita Falls. Got to think about my baby, well, no walk at all, I do believe. I once got a blackhead bone. Well, everything I go to do, seems like I do it wrong. A friend of hard luck and a brother to a tear. My home is the blues, heartbreak if him. Yes, I'm lonesome, lonesome without the blues. If everything going right, I know something's gotta change.
sorry, though I won't apologize.
The Honor Hearts.
I can't say I'm sorry for being myself.
Exactly. So we're running out of time, unfortunately.
Of course.
And we just decided, or I just decided, to make a part two of this show. What about it?
Okay, a part two. Okay, we'll do it.
The Louisiana part, basically. We're going to announce, yeah, the rest of the playlist.
Announce a few songs and play one more, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Before, I can't say I'm sorry for being myself. We had You Don't Have to Tell Me the Night is Long off the brand new Haunted Hearts album Struck with the Blues on Alon's Records. We had My Woman Has a Black Cat Bone by Hop Wilson, otherwise known as Papa Hop, out of Lake Charles, Louisiana, in Houston, Texas.